As we have reported, County Council members Doug Clyde and Glenn Wright expressed concerns last week that a proliferation of accessory dwelling units are not fulfilling a need, as county officials hope. Chris Robinson noted that a bill proposed to the current legislature could relax oversight for the small dwelling units sized around 1,000 or 1,500 square feet.
You know, with no restriction, they just, instead of being a solution to our affordable housing crisis, they become just a nightly rental. And then the proposed bill is to take further restrictions off them, which is kind of going, you know, which could exacerbate the problem. The theory is if you have these accessory dwellings that the workforce could stay in, could rent for, you know, a reasonable amount of money and have, you know, long-term leases, you know, 6 months if it's work, or a year or whatever, as opposed to a week or a night, then that would alleviate some of the pressure. But the money, you know, the leases follow the money, and the nightly rental is more lucrative.
A different topic, you said, is accessory buildings for ranch or agricultural use. You said those are stirring concerns in neighborhoods like Old Ranch Road, where he lives.
The buildings that a lot of people complain about are the big barns or indoor arenas or other buildings that, you know, start out being some kind of an ag use, and then the next thing you know, they're housing something that may smack of a commercial use, or that a big percentage of the land is being encumbered by hard surfaces, you know, by these buildings. And that's a phenomenon that happens in Silver Creek and maybe in my neighborhood to some degree.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.